This is McGuire on the Wire, brought to you by McGuire Sponsel. We are a national consulting firm aiming to provide facts, advice, and updates on the ever-changing world of tax law. This podcast will give you base-level information as well as high-level thought leadership on how to navigate these technical disciplines. At McGuire Sponsel, we provide unique services to our clients using an old-school, hands-on approach that is deeply respected within the CPA industry. Now stick around and listen to one of our experts. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for listening. One of the key aspects of Biden's stimulus plan is something called the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. And the SBA recently came out with details as to exactly how this will be implemented and we will move forward with allowing people to make claims against this. So let's just talk a little bit about what this fund is and how it's going to work. So the Restaurant Revitalization Fund is a $28.6 billion fund to help restaurants that have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. So with restaurants being one of the biggest pandemic-related businesses that received hits, part of the stimulus bill was to fix this. And the way it works is the Restaurant Revitalization Fund will make up for the lost revenue due to the pandemic. And that's calculated as simply the delta between your 2020 gross receipts and your 2019. Now, you have to look at whether or not you got a PPP loan, et cetera. But really, that's about as simple as it comes. It's you take your 2019 gross receipts and you subtract out your 2020 gross receipts as well as any PPP funds, and that's where you calculate your grant. Now, the grant's capped at $10 million for a eligible business with affiliated businesses, and then $5 million per physical location. And there's some other limitations, but in general, it's to make up for those losses. Now, they've split it up and kept a large portion of it in there for small businesses with gross receipts of less than $500,000, et cetera. Now, what they've done is they put this in the bill, but then there was a question as to how it would be implemented. And recently, the SBA actually came out with their guidance for how they're going to go about implementing it, and they've also come out with a sample application. And a couple key things that make this different from like the PPP process and some other things. The first one is this is going to be administered entirely through the SBA. It's not going to have that third-party bank administration. So that's an important thing to look at as people are looking at this. The other thing is, although the application is available, as of the recording of this, you can find a sample application, but you cannot access and fill out your application yet. And then what they're doing is they're actually getting a trial program going on where they will do a trial program over 7 days to make sure that they understand how this is going to work. And they're inviting people into that trial program. Then what they will do is they will have the first period, the first 21 days that it's open, they will only process applications for small businesses that are at least 51% owned by women, veterans, or socially or economically disadvantaged. Then what will happen is during that period, all businesses that would be eligible are expected to put in their application. And after that 21-day period, they will then make the awards for the and process the applications for those larger businesses or those businesses that don't require. So there's a few things that go into this process, but the important thing is it's going to be important that businesses get their applications in quickly. They did also confirm that permanently closed venues are not eligible. State and local government operated businesses are not eligible. Companies that have filed a Chapter 7, 11, 12, or 13 bankruptcy and are not operating are not eligible. However, if they're operating under an approved plan of reorganization under 11, 12, or 13, they are eligible. And if they're temporarily closed, they could be eligible as well, depending on how they're going to reopen. And so they've gone through and created some different calculations as well for the funding. Calculation one, for applicants in operation prior to or on January 1st, 2019, is you just take your 2019 gross receipts minus your 2020 gross receipts and minus any PPP loan proceeds. Now, if you are only partially in operation through 2019, you take your average 29 monthly gross receipts, you multiply that by 12, then you subtract out your 2020 gross receipts and your PPP loan amounts. And then if you began operations between January 1st, 2020 and March 10th, 2021, and applicants that have not yet opened but incurred eligible expenses, the amount spent on eligible expenses between February 15, 2020 and March 11, 2021, minus your 2020 gross receipts, minus your PPP loan amounts, are eligible. So what this does is it opens it up to a lot of restaurants that might not have thought they were eligible. So the important thing to see is that this is a critical thing for a lot of restaurants. And in order for them to go after it, they're going to have to get their applications in quickly. Because although there's $28.6 billion, when you start looking at all the affected restaurants that are going to be looking at that, it's not that much money. And so what's going to require is that businesses get on this quickly. We will be having webinars on this in the coming days and talking to people about it. But if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to your McGuire Sponsor representative and we will walk you through all of this. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to McGuire on the Wire. Have a question from today's episode or interested in our team covering another topic? Reach out to us at McGuireOnTheWire@McGuireSponsor.com.